to do it for Whitney.
Yes. Yes. I'm not the singer out of the pair. I'm sorry.
Clearly right now, neither am I. And that's okay. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, y'all.
How you feeling? Y'all know how happy. We had to come. It's happy right. Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And happy Women's History Month. How about that?
How about dead? Just the last Thursday out of this monumental historic month, and we are so glad to be bringing y'all our 8th episode. Can you believe we almost done? Almost done. One season down, more to go, baby.
Yes. It's been a great journey so far overall, I feel like. And the people are loving it from what I see.
That makes me happy. That warms my heart just a little bit. It tickle like the little scum part between my toes.
Yeah. You
could have said that to yourself. One day, I love me for it, so one day somebody else gonna love me for it. Feel me? How y'all feeling out there? We are the Lady Thoughtfuls. We are your lady co-hosts, bringing you another episode of the Thoughtful Angels podcast. So give yourself some love, a little tap on the back, a little love tap if you are tuned in right now, because that means you're a real one, baby.
Exactly. We appreciate you. A little clap, 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 clap.
Clap, clap, but not the clap. You feel me?
please. No, don't do that. Safe sex, guys.
Always. Yo, okay. So can we talk about some recent news? It's not really news because I don't like, you know, shit like this.
What we on? What about it? What we on?
I guess I don't know if this is about to be a hot girl summer or icy girl summer, because
the girls. First of all, now you know what I named our group chat for the summer.
You did. Our group chat on tilt, baby.
It was going to be all of that. I just, oh my God. Like when it first happened, I was like, no, they playing, y'all. They playing. And then it just kept on going. I was like, he cheated.
Okay, so when did it come out that he cheated? Because I just, from what I thought, what I presumed it to be, it just seemed like she went and did the show with Justin LA Boy. And then all of a sudden, everybody was like, oh, she's flirting. She don't respect her relationship. Then it was like a day later.
All of that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when...
I don't know when exactly it happened, but what had happened was, according to what she posted, did you see her post?
Nah, not for real, for real.
Okay, so what she said was, I'm single, y'all. I've been mistreated and I'm tired of being disrespected behind the scenes just to push a false narrative, da 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 da. She says something along the lines of, like, intimacy isn't the same when it's shared with other women. Like, so that's pretty much what made it seem like he cheated. So then, boom, Quavo hits her with the, you're not the woman I thought you was. But he also said, like, yes, I disappointed you. And yes, da da da. But, like, you're trying to make a story and I don't be putting my business out there. And you're not the woman I thought you were. And whatever, whatever. And then that's when she hit them with the classic cancer line. Take care.
Bro, I cannot stand you.
Take care. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Y'all are both cancers. Hell no.
Bye. Yes. She is, her birthday is a week before mine, I think, or something like that. And you know what the crazy thing is? And you've known me forever now. And I'm not, when you look into all that zodiac shit, which, you know, I'm not like a super firm believer in, but I do see like some traits. But especially when it comes to me, I am nothing like a typical cancer. Like,
according to who?
According to me, bitch.
Okay, so you just gonna lie on air. Okay.
I'm not lying. Y'all that know me. Am I a typical cancer?
You're typical Negativo. Cancer. No. Okay, when you're saying typical, no. However.
But there is the story.
But there is, beloved. There is. Oh God. You definitely have cancer typical traits. Like the attitude part of the cancer.
Oh, so you're not gonna deny that?
Because your attitude
I do not. That is fake news.
You damn near capping like Mr. Thoughtful right now. For all this, he should have been on this episode. Because you sound just like that man. And I don't like that.
I Do not, my attitude do not be on nothing. My attitude be chilling. I be chilling most of the time, except for if somebody say or do something I don't like, then you know we got a different
topic. I'm not doing this with you because the listeners deserve so much more than this cat that you're giving right now. So, yeah.
Ain't no cat B.
I feel like, I mean, you know, I don't really like trying to speak on celebrity relationships because I don't really be knowing what's real, what's fake. You know, that Hollywood scene is a whole different ballpark. So you never know what people are being brought together because of media tactics or, you know, who they trying to create a story with.
Omarion's baby mom's April swears like a couple of weeks ago, she was saying like she got thrust into the spotlight and all that other stuff to prove a point that Omarion wasn't gay. Like, because there was all these gay rumors circulating around him and all this
stuff. That Crystal shit. That makes
sense. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I didn't want none of this. Like, I was very content with how we were and how everything was, but they made a big deal out of it, put us on a TV show, all this other stuff just to prove that he wasn't gay. Yeah.
I could believe that.
Yes, girl.
Her sister is married to a childhood friend of mine that I grew up with. She's married to his brother, and you know, they're from the Midwest too. And it's like, you know, I look at her sister and I look at her and it's like, how did April get here? But that makes a lot of sense, actually. That really makes a lot of sense. But I mean, regardless of how you got or how you started, if what they say is true, I mean, shit, Dr. Dre ain't no better. So
yeah, you know, he got more checks though.
I mean, if that's what we following, then that's one thing. But, yeah. You know, we were kids when him and Misha Lay were together. And, you know, I remember hearing those stories of how he used to beat on her. And it's just like,
you know, so crazy. I never knew about that until her documentary came out.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's crazy. I just, I think women, we as women deserve so much more than a lot that's handed to us, but we gotta hand ourselves our crown first. Like, if don't nobody else pick it up for us, we gotta, you know, be strong enough to have that resilience and that self-control to just, you know, steadfast on whatever path it is that we're taking and, like, you know, pick ourselves up. And sometimes it's hard. Right. It's easier, better said than done, you know?
Always easier said than done.
The last thing
we got the power to do it.
Facts. Last thing a black woman want to hear is, oh, you are so strong. It's like, we always got to be strong. This ain't nothing new. So, you know, to all the women listeners, to all the female listeners out there, just keep your head up, keep striving. Like, if nobody else is telling you, we are proud of you. We want to see you excel. We want to see you do great. We want to see you continue to thrive. You know, Women's Month, hell, it's my month every month. How about that?
How about that? That's
the energy I'm on. It's my month every month. Every day is my day. What's that TikTok going around? They said, you might be hot on your block. Not my
block. But on this
block. Block on this block. So, you know, it ain't even having a cocky or a vain, you know, attitude. It's about just confidence. When you exude that certain confidence in yourself, it's not even about looks. When you're just confident in the way that you move and in everything that you're doing and what you're passionate about, that could be anything. It's a different type of confidence that just takes over you and can't nobody tell you nothing. That's the type of
attract the right energy
absolutely
as well.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So, you know, bringing it back, it just might, you know, be a little hot this summer, but it's going to be, you know, enough to cool you off, get you right. So it's going to be a hot, icy summer. How about that?
It is going to be a good time. I'm really excited for this summer. Like, I just feel like, you know, the streets is ready. Like, I mean, I don't know.
What you gonna do in the streets?
Nothing.
I know we...
I really don't know, man. This summer, like, we got your birthday coming up this summer.
We got your birthday.
We got a couple of other things, but you got a big birthday this year.
Yeah, okay.
My big birthday's next year, you know. So, I'm like, you know, the summer, you know my ass be ready to go all the time, any day, every day.
Any day, anyway. Every day, all day.
24/7. So I have no idea where I will, what this summer is looking like, but I just know it's going to be a good time because, baby.
That it will be. That it will be. I know we, if you're tuned in right now, like I said, thank you for listening. If you are catching up with us and you had a chance to listen to last week's episode, hence don't go broke for the gram. We were touching, we were touching bases on topics that were suggested by you, the listeners, and that we, your hosts, decided to do a Q&A or it's more of a Q, and you guys give us the topics that you would like to see us talk about. And so we touched base on two of the topics last week, and one we weren't able to get to. So we just wanted to give that spotlight to that listener, Rob Shootstill. Thank you so much for listening and rocking.
Yes, podcast. Gang, gang.
We appreciate your thoughtful ears. And, I believe his subject was dating in a parallelogram. How is your dating experience been dating in this pandemic? Like, talk to me, Lady Thoughtful. Have you really dated? Like, are you, I know we've previously talked and you said you do this, the dating site. So talk a little bit more about that experience since COVID has started.
Yeah, so I mean, I wasn't on anything before. I've been out of a relationship for a really long time.
Girl.
And like my life has just been so crazy busy. Like I felt like that would be at least a good starting point to get talking to people again. Mm-hmm. Since I felt like a relationship wasn't going anywhere with anything. So I'm like, you know what? Start fresh, just see what's going on out here. And overall, it's been cool. Like, you know, when COVID first started, I wasn't on the apps. I got on the apps like towards the ending of last year. So I've gone out to a couple of places. Some stuff has been like outdoors, some stuff has been indoors, but like it hasn't been bad. I mean, I feel like I guess it's not affecting me because, you know, the people that are on the apps also are dating in the same kind of situation. So everybody's kind of like pivoting to like do stuff that people feel comfortable on. Like, so on the app Bumble, they literally have it down to a science, not down to a science, but down to a way that like you could say if you're comfortable with like doing dates in person or if you want them to be virtual, or if you do meet in person, does it have to be outdoors or can you go into some place, like into a restaurant, things like that, you know?
Of course.
Like a lot of people put stuff like that in their profile, but because I'm not really like going out between me being gone all the time for work, me not really trying to just be going into random places, you know how I've been.
Yeah.
Like it's been like the best thing for me personally, so. I don't know. I don't have no opposition to it. I do know I'm sick of the apps, though. So it's kind of like a dub at this point. I do think I've made some great friendships.
Good.
I don't have a boyfriend as a result of any of these things yet. But but like I think I've met some super dope people, some super cool people that will be friends for a while.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Friendship is a kinship to the soul. So I really love that. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what's dating been like for you in the parallelogram?
Why?
All of that.
All right. So my most toxic trait is probably recycling, and I really shouldn't. And it's like that little she devil on my shoulder that's like, girl, are you dumb or are you stupid? I'd be like kicking her to the curb, and I just do what I want to do because, you know, that's just me. I'm definitely a risk taker. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna experience what I want when I want it, and then when I, you know, I'm human, so sometimes I fall flat on my face and I'm like, oh, so stupid, I should have never did that. But I mean, you know, that's the beauty of life. So
right. I think, and it happens to all of us.
Of course. So I've definitely learned a couple of lessons, I'll say, dating-wise. Even, I mean, regardless of whether we were in a parallelogram or not, like, I feel like you start to learn more about yourself, obviously, through other people. But when you're spending abnormally like use of time.
What's amounts of time?
Oh, God, yeah. You just really,
you know, mad relationships ended when COVID started. Like, I feel like relationships either got stronger or weaker with COVID.
Definitely, because you just see so many things that you didn't see before, and it's like, mm-hmm. when did you become like this? And
right.
sometimes, you know, it could be a good thing. And it's like, yo, you're freaking awesome. Like, you just realize, like, how you realize the good in somebody. Or it's one of those situations like,
what did I think I saw?
Exactly. Like, so
let's run that back.
So,
right.
I definitely think this time has definitely shown me some of that. It's definitely shed light on the removal of said people that I need to have in my life. I'm not big on the social dating sites. So, you know, I really haven't utilized my Twitter like I did back in college. I don't...
You was mixing on the Twitter back in the day?
I feel like I was crazy on Twitter back in the day. So, like, I just used to say, like, I'm that person, and please, I, like, hope this episode never comes back to bite me in the ass. I'm gonna just, like, do what I need to do, like, before it ever gets to that point. But I'm definitely that person that they gonna pull those tweets back from 10 years and then try to cancel me. Yeah.
Girl, that's why I made my Twitter private. Like, I don't... Because it's so much... Okay, this is how much I used Twitter back in the day. I had a total of like 3 or 4 Twitter accounts, right?
What?
That's a starter. Then on top of that, like, they all, you know, I deleted them over time or restarted them for whatever one reason or another. Tell me why on my current Twitter account, a girl got fucking 40 something thousand tweets on it. And I have not tweeted since 2013.
Wait, so you gave your account to somebody?
No, that's just sitting there.
Oh, hell. 40,000?
Yeah, with 40-something thousand tweets. I went ahead and I made that shit private when I started working for real a couple years ago. And, like, was like, damn, what if somebody finds it? I made my shit private. I was like, I downloaded all of my tweets because, you know, you could go into the server and you could download all your tweets. So I, like, downloaded all my tweets. And whenever I'm bored with, like, literally nothing else to do and I think about it, I, like, keyword search through my tweets and go back and delete shit.
What?
Okay. For whenever the day comes that I'm ready to open my Twitter back up and start using it. But every time I try to get into Twitter, like, it doesn't happen. You know, I had made me a little fake Twitter to be talking about my TV show.
I know.
And I barely even fell off of it. I didn't even get to keep up with that.
Okay, sidebar, you're going to have to show me what everything you just explained, because I definitely need to do that.
I got you, girl.
If y'all are listening,
one of my friends. Yes, one of my friends in college, he used to talk so reckless on Twitter. And I, like, was trying to tell him about it one day when we were talking, and we pulled up stuff, and the shit that was on his Twitter, oh my God.
Oh no.
I deleted most of it.
Good.
Yeah,
you're such
hella
a
reckless.
You're such a good friend.
Man, you know, I don't want nobody to go down.
Of course.
That I care about, at least.
Of course. That's how it's supposed to be.
Man.
Wow.
I was like, oh my God. Like, I remember you used to talk crazy, but shit, I did not remember it was this crazy.
See, that's the harsh reality. Like, with women and us aging, so much means everything means so much more to us. Everything is so much amplified, but it's like, life, you're starting to get smarter about how you're living life. So when you truly understand that concept, like, you get it. And I think, you know, certain people just have to be on certain levels of maturity to understand that concept. So, you know, everybody will get there in their own timing. But yeah, when you start to really, like, grasp the I mean, you see it on social media every day.
People get canceled
left and freaking right.
But this is the annoying thing, too, with the cancellation.
Talk about, like, cancel culture.
PC culture. Like, everything has to be politically correct. Like, it's so much stuff that we said and did growing up that really wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
But now, if we said it or it came out that we even thought like that, like, people don't give people the room to grow. And I don't like that. I don't like that. Like, just because somebody said something when they were younger or did something crazy when they were younger shouldn't disqualify them from everything else, like, moving forward, or cut other opportunities for them moving forward. At least I don't think personally it should.
Yeah. One day.
Man.
Wishful thinking. One freaking day. I think overall, I've had a pretty, my dating hasn't been all bad in the pandemic. I feel like I've traveled. I was that person that while everybody else was like 6 feet under their house during the pandemic, I was like in Miami, like on the beach, like,
oh yeah,
yes, what's up? Like, I'm in freaking Tennessee with it. I'm in Chicago with it. I'm in New York. Like, I was everywhere. So I just, like I said, life is too short. I think 2020 and this whole pandemic has definitely, you know, taught that. And regardless of the reasons why, and just, you know, people are going left and right, the elderly, you know, the young, you know, people our age, it's just, you see so much loss of life and you're just like, okay, yeah, let me do everything I want now. Like, you have to have attitude. Right. So, you know, it hasn't been all bad. I've definitely been having fun and living my life ultimately, but, you know, still.
I think the pandemic has been interesting, period. Like, and it's definitely something we're gonna have stories about for a lifetime, because like when the pandemic first started, like I was not doing stuff, and then slowly but surely I started doing stuff again. And then it's like weird because, you know, like some people are like mad judgy with it, and then you're like, is it really even your business? Like,
you're way too invested. I don't like that.
Right, it's upsetting me. So I don't know. I think it's just gonna be funny, especially when things come out about the shit people really was doing during this time.
Whew, it's like them old confessionals.
Man.
After dark.
Oh man. Hell, even sometimes when we be talking about, I'm like, wait, what? When did this happen? Be like,
I mean, okay, so if you are currently listening right now, and male or female, if your group chat go crazy, I need you to throw your one up in the air for me one time and just wave your hand like a flashlight. If your group chat going crazy, just wave your one in the air for me just 5 seconds. Y'all feel that? Y'all feel that swing?
I cannot. Not you turn it into a concert.
Girl, got to. memories. I tell you what though, sure. I cannot wait. I've recently went to Phoenix for the first time. Very scenic experience, definitely. That was the first time I think I flew, my ignorant butt looking down, like, look at all the piles of dirt, like, legit flying over it.
I know.
So imagine me waking up out of a deep slumber and I look down, I'm like, oh, like, desert, mind you. I'm in the northern tip of the nation, like, you know, between Wisconsin and Illinois, you see four seasons. You see every bit of rain, sleet, snow, hail, kale, tail, whatever you want to call it. And then it's like when you have spring, you get the rainy, like you get a good mixture. I ain't never seen no desert in my life. And I think that even just like that experience in itself is like, okay, you got to get out more, like.
The world is a beautiful place, bruh.
So beautiful. Like, definitely going through all the mountains. Yeah. Makes me kind of want to reconsider my driving in other places. But it definitely, you know, something very beautiful to experience. But, going to Phoenix, definitely realized there's a different culture, I think. Even the way the freaking wind blows and pulling up, literally looking like a sandstorm, like, you know, everything was such a new experience for me. So I think, you know, ultimately, when it's all said and done, I've traveled a lot through this pandemic to explore the things that I like about myself, the things that I want, the things that make me happy. And I think in realizing so, you know, it's kind of made my ultimate dating, like, I'm not one of those bitter singles that, like, I'm the problem. You get what I'm saying? Like, I know I have my ways. I will say, I think I've been single. I agree with you in that sentiment of, you know, you being single for so long, kind of puts you in a different mindset, if that makes sense. And so mm-hmm. if it happens, cool. Like, you know, and I would be lying to say like, oh, I wasn't looking for it, but I understand the bigger picture. Ultimately, I understand yeah. that I have to date myself to figure out, you know, how can I be better? Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I think I have to work on ultimately, you know, I'm turning 30 this year. So.
Yes, she is, people. Oof. Yes, she is. We'll drop her Cash App in time.
Absolutely. Cash App. But it's definitely a very... I don't know. Some people hate it. Some people embrace it. I don't really know how to feel in this exact moment, but it's something I'm looking forward to because I do understand that so many people haven't made it to this point, you know?
But
I'm very grateful. I think the pandemic, if anything, dating or not, taught me how to be grateful. Grateful of the small things. So, you know, mm-hmm. to be almost 30 and still single, like, I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with me. I look at my friends around me. First of all, I just want to say, if you're listening and if you're a mommy, if you know a mommy, I give my hat off to all moms because mm-hmm. just the sacrifice you're willing to give for something that you've created, I'm sure that's a different feeling. But, you know, mm-hmm. I hear my mommy friends talk about, you know, their postpartum or how their body changed, and it's almost like they're ashamed, but it's like, it's so beautiful. I don't even know how to explain it. It's like,
right.
It's proving like
your body could do all of that. Like the female body is phenomenal. Like I was literally this girl I know, she dances, not a stripper dancer, but like actually choreography dancing. Like she's one of them people that like when a song drops, she does a whole routine for it and she does classes. She's based out in Florida. And she had twins.
Oh, wow.
And I shit you not, like 2 weeks after her twins, you see her back on Instagram dancing like nothing happened. Like a month later, you could barely tell this girl had two twin boys. Like amazing.
I love that.
Amazing.
But you know what? She already has a get up and go energy. So mm-hmm. baby or not, it's like, you know what? I gotta get up because she realized now even more so she's gotta be the best her.
She got them
exactly
boys
for yep. those babies. So it's like you can't let yourself get too comfortable too long. And I really think like, you know, it's hard. I understand when your circumstance. It was that story that broke out in Atlanta a couple weeks ago about the little one-year-old girl that went missing as her mom was doing the delivery. Man. And that hurt my heart to hear because as a mother, I can't imagine having to do a Uber delivery or, you know, Uber Eats just to put food on the table for right. your daughter, but you don't have nobody to watch her or whatever the situation may have been. Mm-hmm. So you have to take her with you at 1-2 o'clock in the morning.
And then she gets kidnapped.
I was thinking about this like, this little girl's gonna grow up and be like, what? And it's already right. such a story to tell, but it's like that resilience, like the power of love mm-hmm. is something different, yo. So I salute my hat off to all the mommies out there. It's a little early Mother's Day appreciation for y'all because freaking right. badasses. Like, I love it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think every day that comes, you know, I'm just trying to elevate my mind, my spirit, my thinking, and truly just be the best me that I can be. And, you know, that brings me solace in being a better sister, you know, daughter, friend,
right.
All of that. And then some.
We always here to elevate. Absolutely. So. Always.
If you're still listening, thank you so much. We appreciate you for tuning into the Thoughtful Angels podcast. We are nearing the end of our first season, so we are so appreciative for your thoughtful ears. We are so appreciative that y'all care to stick it through with us. We are so excited to bring y'all so much more. You have no idea. Please be on the lookout for our future drop.
For everything.
Yes. Because it's coming. And
it's fun.
We just ask that y'all rock out with us and keep up the support. So we thank you. Lady Thoughtful, is there anything that you would like to sign out with?
Yes, Miss Lady Thoughtful. I want to definitely give a honorable shout out, mention, love to The Sweetest Thing on Instagram, as well as Yui Oma. Saw your stuff. We appreciate you guys. And it'll be next season at this point before we get to take more like listener stuff, but maybe we'll kick off episode one or two of season two with like topics from y'all, since we don't have that much time left, but we appreciate y'all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Please be on the lookout. It's the last Thursday of this month. Please finish out March with a bang. Do everything that you're destined to do.
Big bang.
Big bang. Big,
big bang.
Big energy.
Big everything.
Big wow. You know, put some capital B in your book, okay?
Capital B, capital I, capital G. Okay.
I'm happy to play with you. Peace, love, and light to you, and we will catch y'all next week. Bye.